with you on the go. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Chris, Jack, and Matt. The Oilers, win last night 7-4. It was a crazy game. The crowd was nuts, and I mean that in a positive way, but from the very beginning, they were good to go for sure.
And did it shake at Rogers?
It vibrated. It was loud. Yeah. It was so loud. Like, when they would score, and then Al Stafford would announce the goals, you could not hear any of that.
That's awesome.
It was like next level. Shout out a couple of things. We were row 10 in the upper deck, and good seats right in the corner was where the Oilers attacked twice. It was just it was a great view of the game. And reason I say that is I hate this, but there was a guy. I swear I go there and I'm just gonna do my own thing. I high five people around me when goals are happening, but I don't want to have a whole lot of interaction with folks. The guy sitting just in front of me was leaning ahead, and I could not see the net. Like, he literally blocked the net. So, it was like a half a period in. I said to my son-in-law I was with, I'm like, oh, man, I just have to. So I put my hand on his shoulder. I said, I am so sorry, but I can't see unless you lean back. And he was like
lots of people don't know sometimes.
They don't know. You're excited and you're on the edge of your seat, literally.
How do you not know?
I don't know.
He definitely
Everybody sat in a place where somebody's leading forward, so as soon as somebody else is leading forward, you understand, like, oh.
I guess.
I don't think so. I think you get so into it and you're leaning towards it.
There is the intuit factor.
The rest of the game, I mean, he could not have sat more back in his seat. I almost felt bad because he looked uncomfortable after that.
I learned a lesson on how you approached it, because usually I'm like, hey man, you mind leaning back?
Yeah.
But you're like, that's the way to do it.
I said, I am so sorry. And then I went too far, because I'm like, because see, if you lean ahead, then I have to lean ahead, then the guy behind me has to lean ahead.
Exactly.
But Did you also draw
him a diagram? But
here's the thing. There was a really friendly guy that was behind me, and this guy had long legs, and I was sitting on the edge of a row, like right on the aisle. It was great. Like, I love that.
So you can kind of spill out to one side a little bit.
I need to spill, and this guy needed to spill because he had long legs. But this guy kept, I wish I'd have got a picture of it. I should have just taken a picture of it, because I would suggest 50% of the game, he had his long leg and his foot, like, basically curled up on my arm. Like, he was almost, he was embracing my arm with his foot.
Is there any way to not know that he was doing, like, that guy knew what he was doing?
I would think he had to know, like he literally was like, I was
Did
the
it
little.
Did it coincide when the game got, like, really intense?
No. Just, I think every time that he needed to stretch his leg, he'd stretch it and rub it around me. And, like, I was the little spoon and he was the big spoon. It was so weird. But he was a great big guy, a friendly guy, but I did not.
I love Chris's. Chris's, are you dating him now?
In some countries, we'd be married now.
I love Chris's line. He's like, you can wrap both legs around me and join them up, but if you block the net, I'm going to say something.
Yeah, I have my thing. Yeah. My thing is not being able to see.
Literally could have massaged your head. You probably wouldn't have said anything.
I could have, yeah. I was totally accosted by that guy. It was like, but I kept telling to my son-in-law, I kept saying, look, and he was watching the game. He's like, what? I said, look at this guy's leg. It's wrapped around me.
I wish you took a picture.
This is like stuff that happens on planes where people go viral for like a foot between the seats.
Yes.
You can't let this happen next time, please.
No, I know, but it just, I had already done my thing. I had my one thing. I corrected one guy. I'm not going to turn around and say, buddy, would you mind stop trying to, you know,
hump my
arm, basically.
Yeah, I think that might do it. Hey, man, you're humping my arm. Oh.
But are you the problem, Chris? I don't know.
I'm starting to wonder. Yeah, why is
a good-looking arm of yours?
That's right.
Oilers won. That's all that matters, I guess.
It's true.
I guess.
And, like, really won.
Yeah. I definitely am going to need some therapy over that, but whatever. It was fun.
Which arm was it?
This one.
Okay, left arm.
I guess I should have probably said that. It didn't help for me to point on the radio, Chris.
He's too traumatized.
Right.
Show me on the doll where the foot touched you.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Hey, and don't forget, Friday, We will be at Friesen Brothers Rabbit Hill Road.
Yeah, it's all part of Friesen Fridays. If you want to say one last goodbye to Chris, we're calling it his farewell tour because we're going to be at a few Friesen Brothers. But this Friday, we're at Rabbit Hill. If you want to say goodbye to Chris, we will be there from 6 to 10.
It's funny because as I was going to the order game, I was going through security and we were on the one side, we were on the inside of it. And this lady was coming around the corner and she says, ha ha! Are you done? And I said, not quite yet. Almost. She said, oh, I thought you were done on Friday. I said, no, I'm still working. She says, I guess I should have listened a lot closer. But anyway, we'd love to see you at Friesen Brothers. Drove by today. It's a huge, beautiful, beautiful place. And we'll be there, as Jack says, between 6 and 10.
Oh, the Rabbit Hill location is my favorite.
Is it?
Mine too. It's closest to my house.
It's a big factor.
It's going to be a very, very sweet drive-in. That's for darn sure.
Yes. Hey,
you want to hear one of the biggest songs in country music history? As far as our listeners go, let's do it.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
In case you went to bed before the game was over, and I get it if you did, for
what
sure.
What time did the game end at?
It was after 11. The game didn't start till 8:20, which is ridiculous. And then it was just one of those games where there was lots of breaks in the action. And then when Zach Hyman got his hat trick, it must have taken 10 minutes to clean the ice up because people just kept whipping their hats out. According to friend of the show, Casey, she said she heard 1,100 hats. So
that's amazing.
That's 1,100 hats. That's a lot of hats. And those hats aren't cheap either.
I'm sure there's some expensive ones in there. We're talking $50 to $60.
Yeah.
And they end up being donated, right?
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
They go to
awesome.
Places like Hope Mission and Boyle Street and, yeah, places like that, right? So
they burn them to feel the heat.
Thank you, guys.
So it was great. Can we talk really quickly about the tattoo picture we got on a text message? You can send us pictures. And there is a tattoo of somebody's brother there. And
his name is Steven's brother.
Yeah.
He did it on a bet, basically.
Yeah.
And had, you know Steve-O from Jackass?
Okay. Yeah,
he's got the big picture of himself.
Yeah.
This thing is bigger than that. His entire back is a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
It's got a faded Oilers logo on the cup.
Yeah.
He did it for 2006.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, when he first texted me, he said, yeah, my brother has a Stanley Cup tattoo. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's probably whatever, on his ankle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cute.
No. This thing's almost real size. Like,
honestly, life size, right on his back. And this could be the year it works out.
You have to have a partner to... First off, you have to convince them that you're going to do this.
Right. Oh, second, I think off, he probably did that before he had a partner.
And he pulls off his
I'm
shirt.
I'm pretty sure he was single.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he's still single. What happens if the Oilers, when the Oilers win the cup, do people have to, like, hoist him over their heads?
That'd be pretty hilarious. Sure.
I guess he's got more tattoos now, more Oiler tattoos, so he's added to it.
Okay. We're hoping to talk to a guy who hasn't cut his hair since 2015.
And, all right.
He says he's not cutting his hair till they win the cup. So we're trying to coordinate with him. We're Facebook friends, so we'll see. He said he worked till 6:30, and we'll see what, you know. He was on all the TV stations yesterday doing his thing. Great hair.
I love these fans.
How long is it?
It's
like,
long.
Down to his butt?
No, not. But it's long.
He can make a nice bun.
It's nice.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I want to get this correct.
Yeah. Ottmeyer.
Ottmeyer, thank you. Jeff is standing by. Let's go to him now.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am doing fantastic, thank you. How are you doing?
Hey, after that game last night, we're doing great.
Absolutely.
You're 1/16th away from cutting your hair.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. When did this start and why?
Started back in on August 1st of 2015. It just kind of started off as a regular, normal day. I decided I was going to get a haircut.
Yeah.
And I mean, I had short hair anyway, and I had come to the realization that day that I had never had really, really short hair, like a brush cut. So I went and got a brush cut. And as I was driving home from work, I was like, you know, maybe I should let this grow. A couple months later, my hair was getting pretty long. My coworker's like, hey, so when are you going to cut your hair? And I was like, oh, I'll cut it eventually. Like after you know, the snow goes away in the spring. He's like, why don't you leave it grow until the Oilers win the cup? And I was like, you know what? I said this to myself. So I'm like, no, here we are nine years later, and it's still going. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not happy that it's still here.
Yes.
I've stuck to the process.
You have.
Wow. Yeah, that's commitment.
And your hair looks great. Jack, you had a question about it.
What is your conditioning routine?
Actually, I have a very, very dirty job. So, I mean, I just use regular old shampoo conditioner. Nothing fantastic.
I'm so angry. This guy's got great hair.
Yeah.
He uses it on body wash, basically.
You look like Fabio, man.
Yeah. Impressive.
But it's time to get rid of that hair.
That's right.
Oh, 100%. And like I said, I told everybody, I mean, I will tell you right here live on the air that if this happens, this hair will come off and I will do it live on TV. And when it finally does come off, it will go, I'm going to donate it to charity. So
yeah.
I'm going to donate it to somebody who needs it. So.
Okay.
Like Chris.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, here we go. It's a quick draw time. And we've got Ashley and Samantha to play the game. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
All right. Yeah, after that Oiler win, right?
Yeah, I bet.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's give one of you a big win. Miranda Lambert's coming to the Calgary Stampede.
She certainly is. July 12th.
Okay. Again, blurt out your answers. Maybe say your name at the end because you sound fairly similar. It's going to be difficult for our esteemed panel of judges,
known
as Matt.
I run a tight ship over here.
Yeah, we blame Matt when things go sideways. But otherwise, Jack and I, we also are judges, but only when things are good.
Yeah.
All right. You ready? A unisex name that starts with the letter A.
Ashley, Sam.
Yep.
Ashley, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But that was Sam who said that, right? Yeah. Just making sure we're all on track.
Here. Isn't that ironic?
Hosed by my own petard.
Okay, question number two. An appliance that starts with the letter D.
Dishwasher, Sam. Oh, my gosh.
Ashley, time to get into it here.
2-0.
Ashley, don't take this the wrong way, but so far you're like the L.A. Kings of Quick Draw.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Well, hey, better figure it out because McDavid's running the blue line here.
All right. Something in your bathroom that starts with a letter S.
Sam.
Ashley was first. I don't know their voices. I have no idea.
Let's give it to Ashley. She deserves a break. Okay. A baking ingredient that starts with the letter V.
Vinegar, Sam.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Sam, you are our winner this morning. Congratulations.
Oh, let's all have some of Sam's famous vinegar muffins.
We knew that this was going her way when she used Ashley's name for the first question.
Yeah, she had your number,
Ashley. She almost rubbed it in her face. All right, Sam, congratulations. Ashley, please try again tomorrow.
Thank you. Congrats, Sam.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Got some nice weather, although we need rain. I just have to always say that because it's a fact. And Oilers, boy, it was raining hats at Rogers Place last night. It was crazy. Zach Hyman scores his hat trick goal, and the hats just kept coming and coming and coming and coming and coming, and the crowd was just roaring. Like,
did you say 14 bags?
14 bags, 1,100 hats, I think.
Crazy.
And you can tell that Edmonton is ready for a long playoff run. On my way to the game last night, I saw so many jacked up pickup trucks with giant yes. Oiler flags on them. It was just everywhere you looked. You know, it was funny because Andrea, who does a great job in the middays here, she said to me as I was leaving yesterday, I don't know. I don't get the feeling there's as many flags out or anything like that. And then, and I agreed with her, and because I always do.
Of course.
But then on my way to that game, I saw trucks. I saw everybody was, and it'll only get more intense as things go along here, right?
My favorite is the homemade flags with the hockey sticks
yes.
and then the flags on the back of the truck.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Shout out to the guy who's got the oil rig in the back.
Yeah.
There's so many good ones.
There's that big, the semi that Superfan Magoo is part of. You see
oh,
that?
Oh, yes, that's
the semi that parks there and they play La Bamba.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's just... You remember when I had the cool bus? Well, I still have the cool bus. It's in the back parking lot.
Or when the cool bus ran.
Anybody wants to buy it, it's certainly for sale.
We'll just take the station logos off and it's yours.
All the stuff you could do with the bus.
Oh my gosh, you could do lots of great things with the bus, right? It needs a new home. But we did all sorts of fun stuff, right? It was just the city is going to, and again, as this thing ramps up, and I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves here, but as this thing ramps up.
Chris is not going one game at a time.
No, I'm
not. He's looking ahead. He's like, yo, Western Conference Finals, we'll be pretty busy.
We're only 15 games away now.
I have got a grandbaby coming that is going to get a picture in that Stanley Cup if they win it. So there's a lot of pressure.
That would be pretty sweet.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I won't get anywhere near the cup, but that's okay.
But the grandbaby will.
If your daughter gets a day with the cup, she works for the Oilers.
I don't know if she gets a day with the cup, but I think she'd get some time with it. She does work for the Oilers. So yeah, it would be just, that would be
You'd
ridiculous.
Be able to touch it a little.
You think?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, you would be waiting on her doorstep? I can just imagine.
What would you want more, the Stanley Cup or a grandchild?
Don't ask.
grandchild, of course, but why
in
not both?
In a Stanley Cup.
Why not both?
Why not both?
Get a little greedy, right?
Yeah.
Oilers again. Next game will be tomorrow night, another late start, and people are just going to get more tired as this goes along, right?
But there is also the adrenaline factor where it's very exciting. Like, yes, you're tired, but especially after a win like last night, you don't feel as tired.
Right. Exactly.
Well, wait till 10 o'clock hits, and I'm going to smack into a wall. And I wasn't at the game like Chris.
But you did stay up and watch it.
I did.
Good job.
I did shut her off in the last couple of minutes.
That's all right.
But the game was all but locked up then. So and then I fell asleep in an instant. Chris, did you?
No.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
I'm not trying to get ahead of ourselves, but you know what? That's what fans do. I think we're on a collision course to play Dallas Smith's team in the NHL playoffs this year.
Look at this guy. He comes in here. We win one game. He's LA is dead to you.
Yeah.
We're on it. I did ask that. Like, yeah, so we get past LA. What's next?
Yeah, Vancouver is going to beat Nashville.
Okay.
They will. And then it would be Edmonton and Vancouver.
It would be really fun.
It would be crazy. It would be crazy, crazy.
And you know those scumbags in Vancouver are going to ride after we kick the snot out of them.
That's the point, right?
And what's Vancouver's story? Like, have they...
They haven't made the playoff. Well, they hadn't had a home playoff game in 9 years.
Okay.
So it's been a long time. But they did play in the bubble here, and they were quite successful. Remember that year? That's why they didn't have a home playoff game. So they had...
Got it.
But they haven't made the playoffs for... And again, either had we. So we're not coming at them for that.
Who are we to
Since
judge?
Those weird, weird twins played for their team.
Yes.
All right.
We don't have time for this, but I was.
We're gonna tell you.
I was in Nashville.
Must be nice.
It was nice. It was great. And Brad from High Valley sent one of his buddies to pick me up downtown Nashville. I get out of the hotel, and he's driving this old Chevy pickup. I just remember it very, very well. And we're walking towards his vehicle. And the Sedin twins walk by us, and they're dressed identical, in identical suits, walking down the street. And I swear they were holding hands. I can't prove it, but I swear they were holding hands.
And those two, great for the city, or exceptional players, but they are
two grown men dressed alike.
Identical, right. Identical, same ties, same everything.
They refused to be drafted by two different teams, so they had to be drafted
by... Is that true?
Oh, yeah. These two are like the shining girls forever and ever.
And we got in the vehicle, and I was like, oh my gosh. I told him, I said to the fella, I said, you don't know them. He was from Texas. He says, no. I said, they are two of the best hockey players in the world right now. And he said, hockey players? I thought they were from the circus. He
said, they're freaks.
Do they still play? What happened to
them?
No, they're retired.
They're busy.
Do they retire together same day?
Oh, yeah.
Weirdos.
And they definitely have bunk beds, for sure. Like, you know it.
They're both married.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if they're married to twins. No?
Because that does happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those two should have been conjoined.
So, like, one way to find out, guys.
Good hockey players, though. Oilers in Dallas. Oilers and Vancouver, Dallas's team, coming up. Now we've done it. We haven't had a chance to talk about bus driver day.
Shoot, and now you just gave it away.
Well, it's coming up.
We will talk about bus driver day before the hour's through, we promise. And don't blow it for everyone, your chance to...
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, you gonna kiss me or not? There's Thompson Square, kissing in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:35 on an absolutely beautiful Tuesday morning. And yeah, we hope for this kind of weather for the Big Valley Jamboree. Sunny skies, right?
August long weekend, hopefully.
Yeah, some rain in between.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Just a little bit, though.
Like 5 inches.
Yeah, not too much to ask.
Gonna need it.
Okay, let's do this.
Kissin' Country presents Don't Blow It for Everyone!
Okay, we've got three lovely ladies standing by to play the game today. Don't Blow It for Everyone. If you've never heard, basically, we ask three people three separate true or false questions. You got a 50-50 shot, and you answer it, you don't blow it. It's that simple, and we just move on to the second person and the third person. You all answer it. You're all going to BVJ.
But if one of you gets it wrong, you blow it for everyone.
Yes. Ashley, Sharon, and Bailey. Ladies, how do you feel?
Good.
You know,
okay. It's a little early, but we'll try.
Okay, you know who didn't blow it last night? The Oilers.
I know that.
Yeah. So let's do it. Let's get another win here for the city.
Let's do it.
Okay. Ashley, you are in first. You get the first question. You ready?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Ashley, true or false? The Oilers lost last night to the Kings 7-4.
False.
False, of course.
Very good listening.
That was an absolute softball.
Yeah. Okay, question number two goes to Sharon. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're good. How do you feel?
Hopefully I don't blow it.
All right, have you ever let people down before?
I try not to.
You try not
there
to.
There we go.
Okay,
that's all we can ask.
That's the spirit.
I feel that.
Okay.
All right, Sharon, true or false? There was a huge fire near Nate last night. We lost Hangar 11, a historic building from World War II.
True.
True.
It is true.
Sad, but true.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sad.
Really sad. All right. Hey, Bailey.
Hi.
You're the, don't take this the wrong way, Ashley and Sharon, but I think Bailey's the young whippersnapper in the group. And you're going to get an opportunity right now to do it for, what gen is she in, do you think?
Gen X? Are gen Z.
Are you a Gen Zer?
When were you born, Bailey?
92.
You're a millennial.
Oh, okay.
You're one of us.
I knew the answer the first two.
Okay.
All right, we got faith in you. It all comes down to this one question. Bailey, true or false? The Big Valley Jamboree is held on the May long weekend every year.
False.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yay.
She did it.
Ashley, Sharon, and Bailey, you are all going to the Big Valley Jamboree the August long weekend because you didn't blow it for anyone.
You're listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, what a song should do. There's Tim Hicks. Great tune. Kissin' in the morning with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 8:51. Hey, we just heard from a bus driver on this bus driver appreciation day. Dropped the little ones off and is fueling up as we speak. So shout out to the bus drivers.
Thank you for doing that.
So you,
Kristen.
Yeah. I mean, me, of course, being the farm kid from Thorsby, I mean, that's how we got to school until we got our driver's license. That
how
was
far away was school?
5 miles.
Okay. What, can you stop talking in miles?
How many kilometers?
I don't care.
How long did you spend on the bus every morning?
It all depend. But there was times the code on the bus is typically first one's on, first one's off. First one's on, first one's off. So that way you either have a long ride in the morning and a short ride in the afternoon or vice versa. But I remember us having the worst of the worst, like first on, last off. And when you got, you know, you especially, you know, me, I mean, I took school so seriously that, you know, by the time I got out of school, my brain was blown because I had been working so hard in school.
Fried from all the information.
You can imagine, you know, just taking it all in. And
well, then you did your homework on the bus, of course.
I did. Yeah, I did. I did my...
I just feel for you on those gravel roads. It would have been so bumpy on a bus.
So that was the best as a kid, though. Remember riding the cheese wagon?
Yeah.
The worst.
In the back and the bumps, that was the best.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I didn't do homework on the bus. We did. Yeah, we... Oh, man.
We guessed.
We played Knuckles. We played slaps. We played all sorts of things. You
know? It was always the worst on the bus sitting in the wheel well. Remember the wheel well?
Yeah, that is the worst.
Yeah.
And like trying to open the door, it'd be 30 degrees out on the way home.
Yeah.
And you're like, I just need a little air. 12 years old.
Oh, and the windows. And they always were stuck.
Always.
It's very true.
And but you get a crack and be like trying to suck air out of it.
But you are on the bus.
I took the bus. Yeah. I grew up in the West End. I grew up in the community of Aldergrove and went to St. Justin. So it was about a 10 to 15 minute bus ride.
Oh.
And yeah, picked us all up in the neighborhood and we were all friends.
Right.
And then, yeah, we'd head on to our classes. And I rode the bus without a doubt all of elementary, so kindergarten to grade six. And I still remember our bus driver was Miss Ship. I'm Facebook friends with her now.
Of course you are.
Shocking, I know. But yeah, she was great. We all looked up to her. She was like the cool bus driver.
What did you do in junior high?
My mom drove me.
Oh, okay.
My bus driver was Mr. Ravinsky. And everybody at Thorsby knows who Johnny Ravinsky was. He's a character. He's the closest person I ever met to Don Cherry. Like, that's the best way to describe
him. All right, kids, got in the back of the bus, got Canadian kids.
But the ironic part was I ended up marrying his niece. And when he found out that I was dating his niece, oh, my gosh, that was like, the bus rides were really long then because he was hammering me hard.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But bus ride. Bus drivers, shout out to all of you. And once again, there is a bus that's available for purchase.
If you would like to be a bus driver, we can make that happen.
Lifted stereo.
It's
air horn.
Jacked up. Yeah, exactly. Smokestacks in the back.
Can you imagine riding that as a kid to school? That'd be amazing.
Two-time winner of the bus races at Castro Raceway.
Yes.
No, not that I'm bragging.
Very musty.
Yeah. But pretty awesome, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We got to get in it somehow because we can't. The keys are broken. But whatever. We'll fix that.
May need bolt cutters to enter.
Minor details.
Shout out to all you bus drivers.
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country 103.9.